Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. Kim Brackett from Idaho joins us as we talk about the beef industry's long-range plan in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Kim Brackett, along with her husband, a cow-calf operator from Idaho, is a former chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And she chaired this year the beef industry's long-range planning committee. They've just wrapped up their five-year plan, presented it at the NCBA Summer Business Meeting.
Yes, so the industry comes together every 5 years and funds a strategic planning project. It's funded by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils, as well as the Policy Division of NCBA. The officers of those organizations appoint the members of this task force and give them the responsibility of creating this five-year industry-wide plan.
And she tells us that the previous five-year plan was tremendous. And this new plan builds on the successes of those previous 5 years.
The last long-range plan was fantastic, and it's been so exciting as we've developed this new plan to see how much growth there was in the previous plan, and it left a lot of springboards for us that we could use as we developed the current 2025 plan. We retained most of the core strategies from the previous plan, and we added a couple of new ones, one about developing and implementing new better business models, and another one about safeguarding and cultivating investment in the beef industry.
Now, the concept of sustainability more important than ever in this new five-year plan.
You're exactly right. Sustainability has definitely risen in importance in this plan. We've talked a lot about, in our core strategies and these initiatives, about needing to measure, document, and improve the beef production's environmental footprint, and at the same time engaging in research and understanding what the regenerative capabilities are of the cattle industry.
Besides sustainability, key drivers, according to Kim Brackett, include the idea of value capture, beef demand, and also traceability.
Oh, absolutely. Traceability is definitely been a long-term goal for the industry since 2003, as you mentioned. This is another one of those initiatives that a lot of work was done on in the previous plan. It was very high priority in the previous plan, and as a result, industry conducted a feasibility study. And the result of that was that there is a definite need for an animal disease traceability program in this country. So this long-range plan that we rolled out today is encouraging the industry to take the next step. Let's go ahead and make traceability reality. We set a goal around traceability, and that goal is that 75% of all cattle-producing states will participate in a nationwide animal disease traceability program by 2025.
Kim Brackett, chair of the Long Range Planning Task Force for the beef cattle industry. Also on that task force, John Butler of Kansas, and we ask him about the cattle trace program as relates to traceability for our beef cattle business. Is this something that could help us be successful in achieving this five-year plan?
Well, the that's the hard part is execution, and how do we get producers across the country involved? And the program you're referencing sort of started in Kansas and in Texas and Florida and a number of other states, now have come together and formed an organization called U.S. Cattle Trace, and really they've done an excellent job designing a framework for easy and participation, non-threatening, if you will, to cattle producers, to be able to participate and get their cattle involved and actually enrolled, if you will, into the database so that in the event of us having some sort of a disease catastrophic event, which could happen, we have a plan in place, and there's a way that we can defend our product and assure the consumer that it's safe and wholesome and that we are being very, very responsible. So it's an exciting start, and as Kim said, it's an outshoot of the last long-range plan where there was a feasibility study done, said this is what we needed to do. It take a long time. I mean, our industry moves slow on something this big, but the traction that U.S. Cattle Trace has got is very, very exciting, and now we just need to do a more thorough job of educating how easy it is to participate for producers and get producers from across the country to participate and enroll their cattle so we can achieve that number that we set as the long-range plan of 75% of the cattle-producing states participating.
Kansas cattle producer John Butler. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300-plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event. And that is our latest beef industry news, our Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.